BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
At the moment, now he is recording. But whether this goes into the show or not, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
He's just recording in case you say something hysterical.
Why did you want to make sure it was recording?
In case Will says something hysterical.
Just curious.
Okay.
Now you stopped?
No. It's still going. Did you want me to not record?
Wait. It looks like the only person in the chat is Brandon the Great.
It is. He said, I have two mortgages now, and my score dropped from 813 to 799.
Brandon, wow.
Hey, you use the
He's better than me. See, I got to catch him.
He said, I have 30 credit cards. I only use three.
Jesus.
I use three regularly. He says, New Hampshire is boring.
30?
I have two credit cards, and I lost one immediately and never used it, and I only use the other one.
You lost it, but you didn't cancel it?
I never activated it. Oh. I lost it before I activated
it. You got approved, lost it, and then we're like, oh.
Well, it was just a credit card to build some credit. It was like a $1,000 limit or something.
Wait,
ridiculous.
But don't you activate it by calling a number on the back of the card?
Yeah, I think I called in and just said I lost it, and they never sent me a new one.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't use it, whatever. Okay. Brandon, are you living in New Hampshire now? How do you get your credit score that high? You get two mortgages? I feel like that would hurt your credit score.
Brandon is a strange man, and he does a lot of shady things.
It helps you to have more debt, but to pay it off regularly.
Yeah, I have plenty of debt. I bought a fucking house.
Well, but that's why he has like three mortgages. But if he's paying it off regularly, that's even higher credit.
Yeah. I forgot to pay my mortgage.
You did?
Actually, I'm 10 months
ahead. No wonder your credit score is so bad.
Wait, I'm 10 months ahead on my mortgage.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
That's because every month I pay it 4 days previously than the previous month.
No, that's a good plan.
No, it's not. It's a gay plan. I should be investing it in Bitcoins.
You should have been investing it in Bitcoins, but you might be late for the game now.
I like that he said Bitcoins.
that's way better than most people do. Like, I must be a few months ahead because I've paid double payments and stuff.
Well, you're not a few months ahead. Well, actually, it depends what you wrote when you paid it.
What do you mean what I wrote?
If you write...
I have to write something?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you write apply extra toward principal, like, so say your mortgage is 500.
Oh, that's probably an option when I pay it on the web.
Yeah, are you checking that option?
I forget. I don't remember.
Probably not.
It had been a while since I paid extra.
If your mortgage is 500 and you paid 600...
I wish my mortgage was 500.
You have to indicate... Mine's 500.
I know.
You have to indicate. Well, it's actually
15% or 15 year.
It's actually, I have also a shitty house full of mice. So you have to indicate somewhere that says apply it toward principal. Otherwise, they automatically just apply it to the next payment.
Fuck.
Which the next payment takes into. I'm not a financial advisor. I don't know.
Shit. So I've been doing it wrong, mate, possibly.
Well, I mean, it just makes you ahead, I suppose. I don't know.
So, like, I could stop paying for, like, a couple months if I'm... Let's say I paid an extra 5 payments.
Right. You could stop paying for 5 months.
I doubt I paid an extra 5 payments in the course of a year.
No, I'm sure you didn't. Unless you were paying double on some.
I did pay double on some. Mm. Not that many, though. Probably not 5. Probably 2.
Well, I always write... I always pay, like... Maybe I pay $600 on every month.
Mm-hmm.
Not that much. Sometimes I pay $575 or something. Anyway, so I say, Jesus. Apply toward principal. And then they do that.
What do you do with all your money?
But I'm also way ahead. I save it because I'm very scared.
God damn it.
And I got all my port corns.
See, I'm super stressed because I look at like my total debt and it is terrifying. It is a big number.
Well, that's because it's the house.
Yeah, I know. It's a big number.
Yeah, it is. I looked at it on the table.
What's on the table?
It's sitting down there on the table.
What is?
Nick's
your
just...
debt. Your total debt.
From who?
It's sitting down there. I don't freaking know. Isn't it? Did you see it?
No, I don't look at people's mail.
If they left it out. I'm reading it.
Okay, whatever.
Wow, creepy.
Nothing in there.
I didn't grab it. It was in plain view. I'm a cop.
What have you been doing when you go to my house?
If it's in plain view, I look at it.
Interesting.
Not if I have to go through it, I don't go through it. That's rude.
That's true. I would know.
Do you ever look at my paychecks?
Only if they're sitting out.
They've been sitting out plenty of times.
Then yeah, if Keith leaves his paycheck out, read it.
My last one was scary.
Was it that much?
I have to purinate.
It was very little.
You have to purinate.
Okay, oh. So when we come...
Oh, what?
Huh?
Which Anarcho is that soap down there?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, it's blue and black. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did
I don't
you get
know.
That from Backstreet as well?
It's blueberry.
Yeah, he's been on the show before.
Oh, sweet.
He talked about bees.
Which in our... Nice. That must be the one that smashes Starbucks windows if it's blue and black.
No, oh, that's yeah. red and black.
So why did you get it? Because it looked cool?
Ellen bought some. I said, hey, this guy's a cool guy. And she started talking to him and then bought his stuff.
Oh, that's the thin blue line. She loves cups.
What? No, which one is... No, that's not...
Flag symbol for... Oh, alternative flag or symbol for anarchy is just black and blue, I guess. Because, I don't know, somebody likes blue. Black, what is this page? This is Reddit.
Oh, we had a green and black one.
Wait, I'll be right back.
I gotta pee.
The Wikipedia page should...
Fine. Anarcho-transhumanism is an emerging school of anarchist thought that is traditionally represented with blue and black bisecting flag.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Well, that's according to...
So anarcho-transhumanism?
Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
Why are we wishing? No matter what happens, September 11th was in 2002. Oh, yeah, we're going to play a joke. We have this hilarious prank set. Okay.
Got it?
Fine, okay. It's not going to work.
No, it will.
Oh,
work.
It will.
Trust
you
me.
Fine.
Well,
fucking trust me.
No, we got to. We have a plan.
You test it.
We have a plan.
Test it real quick. Google something.
Google September 11th attack date.
What? Did you switch the, are you on a different DNS now or something?
Date, you idiot.
How did you do that?
Close it.
How did you do that?
It's just a Chrome extension. And then, and then we're going to go to YouTube and we'll search more on YouTube.
Oh, like the same thing, videos. September 11th attack date?
Okay, so we're going to come right back and we're going to do Mandela?
Are we gonna tell him at the end that it was a joke?
Oh, no.
I'm not on board with that.
He'll figure it out. Trust me, he'll figure it out. But we'll just see how it goes.
If not, I'm telling him at the end.
Yeah, I know. We'll tell him. We'll just see how it goes. But we're coming right back from break into Mandela.
Okay. What do you mean, Mandela?
Mandela effect.
Okay, we're going to talk to... Or,
okay,
I don't know.
Oh,
fine.
We're
going to
throw
it to you.
Fill Will in.
Okay. Oh, can I get the Wi-Fi password?
Brandon, can you check what the Wi-Fi password is and tell it to us?
Yeah, probably. Is it on my Amazon? I checked my Amazon wish list. I didn't see dildos on there anywhere. I want to know where he found that. When he showed me that Brandon was checking that Alexa ordered dildos.
What is being played?
Sorry.
And the Wi-Fi password is 123 don't steal this password.
So you're afraid listeners will find out where
I
live?
No,
I don't know. You guys want DDoS and...
Yeah, they're going to DDoS his light bulbs and use them to hack the bots. Net. Trump. Russia. Oh, guess what I saw today?
What?
People at the house next door. The one
really?
I thought was abandoned. There was some guy over there with like a red van cutting up wood from the yard. And I was like, what?
Maybe he was just the property owner. He was just scavenging some wood.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't possibly. Because there's a lot of fucking work would have to go in that damn house. What are you watching?
I'm just watching the point of view from a Rally Monte Carlo.
Ah.
Whose VR goggles were those down there?
Either Puke or Nick's.
Nick's. Mine are at home.
We both have them.
What? You both have them?
Yeah. Puke and Nick do.
Yeah, I have.
Are they Samsung? What are they?
The Gear VR. Yep.
Oh shit.
Samsung Gear VR.
For
get
another beer.
Is that the one that the your phone hooks
yes.
into?
Yep.
So how can you demo it for me?
Nick probably can. They're his.
Okay. What phone does he have?
S7. I think he has a Galaxy S7.
What do you have?
Same thing.
Okay.
Although
is it pretty? What kind of stuff do you use on it?
We play. Yeah, just an S7. I haven't done that much with it, honestly. Looked at some videos and played like a couple games, the Wait, Don't Stop Talking or We're All Gonna Die or whatever the fuck that's called, which is fun. You have to defuse a bomb, but the only person that can see the bomb, there's these puzzles in the VR. And
yeah.
And the people, like, you have to download or look up the instruction sheets for each, like, puzzle module on the bomb. And so the people in the room, you're trying to describe it. In VR, you're like, okay, there's three red wires, and then
yeah.
the person has to look up which module and give you the clues.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, it's really fun.
Huh.
It's crazy.
Hey, Nick, can you demo your goggles for me later? Which phone do you have, Andrew?
S6
Seven
Edge. S7 Edge.
Would that work with it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's several models.
So you guys essentially all have the same phone?
Yeah. Actually, we do.
I don't have the Edge.
He has the Edge. We just have the regular.
Okay. The Edge is worse for the VR.
Why?
I heard.
Oh.
Because the screen is bigger, that means every pixel has to be bigger.
Oh.
Mm. It's not as dense. DPI.
And also you can see
or
the
PPI.
Curve.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you'd have a better viewing angle, right?
No, it's the same viewing angle.
Then why wouldn't it be the same?
Well, because it magnifies the screen. So if your pixels per inch is larger, then the pixels are going to look larger when it gets magnified in the
right. So then, room. Like you'd have,
but it doesn't change the angle of view. The angle of view is dictated by the lenses in the goggles themselves.
What kind of phone do you have?
It's the Note 4.
Oh, okay.
I think this phone will work with like the original.
My Note 5 gear. Worked with the VR.
Yeah, some of the notes.
Your Note 5.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like this is like basically it was like a first demo model, so I can only they don't even sell it anymore. I'd have to like buy it for a ridiculous price, like on eBay or something.
Yeah,
if I wanted to get it, and they probably don't even support it anymore.
I sold a Note 5 for $100 brand new to Brett.
Nice
store.
$100.
I don't like the fact that it doesn't like those don't have replaceable batteries. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yep, no. Yeah. They've pretty much gone away from any of that shit. I don't know of anybody that has replaced.
But it's
batteries.
Waterproof.
I think LG does, don't they?
I don't know. I maybe. I don't know. I just know like Apple and Samsung and Lenovo or not Lenovo.
Should I have gotten the Google phone?
Why?
No, probably not.
I don't know because apparently it was the only one that was as good as this.
The Pixel?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really good, but I don't know.
But it wasn't waterproof.
Yeah, they are.
Nope.
Yep.
Oh, God, who knows?
I know they're not. Or it didn't have wireless charging.
There you go.
That was it. Something with a W.
In 5, 4, 3.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.